Jagannath's temple represents Dwarka, the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped in Aishwarya Ras, with great majestic reverence in the mood of pure love. Gundicha temple represents Sri Vrindavan Dham, the place of Madhurya Ras, where Krishna is worshipped in the intimacy and sweetness of unrestricted pure devotion. When Sri Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan went to Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse, they met with Krishna after long, long years of separation. There Srimati Radharani saw her beloved Shamsundar in the form of Dwarkanath, wearing the robes of a great king, surrounded by chariots, elephants, soldiers, thousands of queens. Sri Radharani prayed within the core of her heart to take Krishna back to the simple forests of Vrindavan. Along the bank of Jamuna, amidst the Kadamba trees, she longed to see him in his threefold bending form, decorated with peacock feathers and forest flowers, playing upon his flute. It is this prayer of contemplation of Sri Radharani, bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, that is the substance, the meaning of Sri Ratha Yatra. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who so mercifully descended into this world with the innermost love of Sri Radharani within his heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the spirit of Sri Radharani during Ratha Yatra, bringing Krishna from Jagannath temple or Dwarka to Gundicha temple, Vrindavan. Each and every year, Lord Jagannath would celebrate Ratha Yatra with his associates. Just before us is the Singhadwaram. This is a very special place where Lord Jagannath's Ratha Yatra begins. Snan Yatra takes place when Lord Jagannath is given birth. Then he is, by his own Leela, appearing to be sick with fever. At that time, for 15 days, no one is allowed to see Jagannath except his confidential associates, the descendants of Vishvavasu of the Shabara class. They perform what's called the Anavasara, where they repaint the beautiful deity of Jagannath. And they also give him medicines in the form of fruit juices and other types of prasad. At this time, Lord Chaitanya would go to Alalanath, unable to bear separation from Jagannath in Puri. After 15 days came the most glorious festival everyone was waiting for, Netrotsava. Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra appear in their Navayovanam Leela, newly freshly painted, restoring their eternal youth. Netrotsava is when they first give their darshan after 15 days of being in seclusion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come with great eagerness for this festival. Generally, he always stood behind Garuda Stamba, but for Netrotsava, he could not contain his eagerness to see Jagannath, and he would stand right before him with his devotees. For hours after hours, Lord Chaitanya would look upon the beautiful face of Jagannath with unblinking eyes. Lord Chaitanya's eyes are compared to bumblebees, and Lord Jagannath's eyes are compared to beautiful, fully blossomed lotuses. The bumblebee of Mahaprabhu's eyes could not stop drinking the nectar of the lotus of the beauty, the lotus flower beauty of Lord Jagannath. The next day was Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra would begin here at Singhadwara when the Dayatas would bring Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra out, holding their arms and shoulders, many of them, and balancing them with beautiful thick silken ropes. They would transfer them from one beautiful silk pillow to another called tulis and bring them upon their beautifully decorated carts. Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra each have their own private cart to ride upon to Sri Gundicha. At the beginning of the ceremony, here at Singhadwaram, Maharaj Prataparudra would take a broom with a golden handle and accept the humble menial servant of the street sweeper for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath and his devotees. As Prataparudra was sweeping the street with a broom and sprinkling scented water upon the road, Lord Jagannath, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was so very pleased with this humility that he decided within his heart he would give Maharaj Prataparudra his supreme most causeless mercy. It was here that Lord Chaitanya divided his devotees into seven Sankirtan groups, each one with a lead singer, each one with a lead dancer. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged it so that four of the groups were in front of Jagannath's cart, one on the right side, one on the left side, and one behind. He would inspire all the devotees to begin chanting. There were two mridangas in each group, eight karatals in each group, so many devotees responding to the chanting. The sound of this kirtan filled the entire universe with transcendental purification of Krishna's holy name. The residents of Jagannath Puri would gather around to see this beautiful congregational performance of kirtan by Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would begin to dance. Sometimes he danced from one group to another. Sometimes he performed a great miracle by simultaneously expanding himself to be in each group. Simultaneously, each group thinking, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, he never leaves us. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bring all the seven groups together and he would dance in the middle. Such ecstatic symptoms he would exhibit while dancing has never been seen in this world nor even revealed in the scriptures before. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every year dance along this road from Jagannath Mandir to Gundicha Mandir for the pleasure of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. Today, we will have kirtan following in the footsteps of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our dancing during this procession, as well as for every kirtan, should be very devotional and graceful and enthusiastic. It should not be rough or violent. It should be very pleasing to the eyes of the Lord, very pleasing to the devotees, and very pleasing to all those fortunate souls who have the opportunity to see Lord Chaitanya's dancing and chanting through his devotees.